science division of Banks College. We're here, of course, to commemorate Leonard Rowe. I thought I would say something about my experience of him as a member of the Social Science Division. When he came here, in fact, I was on sabbatical, but I think I have some sense of what his early experience was and things that happened after that. I think that when he came to a warm welcome at the college because of the kinds of things he was interested in, because of the kinds of sympathies that he had, because of the kind of person that he was. And I think he could have looked forward to, and probably did look forward to, a comfortable and rewarding time here. I also think that as time went on, he must have found Bennington College somewhat less comfortable either than he would have hoped or that any of us would have wished. There were, even in the early years, some internal tensions, some of the most memorable ones with me. There were also, increasingly as time went on, the tensions that the war in Vietnam and the other circumstances of this country brought to life in all the colleges in the United States, and certainly brought to this college. In the last 2 years, the last two college years in which I was active, life became, I think, very nearly intolerable for a good many people, and in many ways, most of all, for him. Not only because part of that time he was in the Secretary of the Social Science Division, which put him in the spot that got shot at, I guess I would have to say, but also because, increasingly as time went on, he came to seem to some members, some colleagues, as someone who didn't conform to their views of what he should be doing, and he took a great deal of personal abuse because of it. I say these things not to dwell on a sad life, but to say something else. It wasn't sad. It seems to me the most important thing I can say about Leonard is the way, if I may say this without sounding patronizing, the way in which I think he grew under these pressures, the way in which he became a deeper and more effective and more, if I may say again without making it sound bad, patronizing, a much more significant person. And therefore, of course, none of us